Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Laura Morris. Elton Fox, a resident of East Moline, a Quad City car parts dealer, and an avid birdwatcher, began noticing a decline of young bald eagles on the Mississippi River. He organized groups to study the eagles from 9 different states. These groups would later form the National Audubon Society. Fox and these groups collected data on the amount of immature bald eagle sightings along the Mississippi River for many years. From the data collected, it was determined that the bald eagle population was suffering from the pesticide DDT. Gaining popularity after World War II, DDT was applied to farm fields as an insecticide. The DDT would run off of farm fields into the Mississippi River, where it was ingested by fish that were eaten by eagles. The DDT was weakening and thinning their eggshells, causing a decline in successful bald eagle hatchings. Fox's research and perseverance contributed to the ban of DDT. The U.S. ban on DDT was a major reason the bald eagles are not extinct today, and the ban has luckily restored the natural food web. Fox continued his advocacy work by opposing the development of a wooded bluff area, formerly known as Oak Valley, that was home to many, many bald eagles. This site is located near Illiniwek Forest Preserve in Hampton, Illinois. His efforts in conservation preserved one of the most important bald eagle roosting locations along the Mississippi River, with about 120 birds landing there every year. In 1989, these 173 acres were renamed the Elton E. Fox Bald Eagle Refuge in memory of Fox's diligent conservation of bald eagles. This QC Wild Place overlooks Lock and Dam 14, an important winter feeding area for bald eagles. While the primary purpose of the refuge is to protect and maintain habitats for bald eagles, biodiversity of this area is quite high. The Elton E. Fox Bald Eagle Refuge contains oaks, sugar maples, shagbark hickories, black cherry, and many more species. It is now protected and owned by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. The refuge is closed to visitors between October 1st and April 1st to prevent disturbance to the large eagle population. To learn more about the Elton E. Fox Bald Eagle Refuge, please visit qcwildplaces.org.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.